Hey, so you went to see me?
Yes. Hey, Donald. Please have a seat.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So we're calling you in here today because let me just start off by saying this is not USC.
Okay. Yeah.
And Aunt Becky is not going to be able to.
She's sweet. Yeah.
Yes. Full House was great, but she is not going to help.
Her pussy smells great.
Okay. She is not going to be able to help you get in and pass through college.
Important.
Right now, we are looking at your report card, Donald.
Noteworthy, right? Yeah. And I'm amazing.
You are failing everything.
Talented.
You have a 1.3 GPA in English, and that is not your
remarkable
GPA. That's not your GPA. That's actually your reading level.
Yeah.
What do you have to say about this?
It's matchless. I mean, who can ever like, whoever wants to be it.
So, Donald, listen, you're failing everything.
It's prominent.
We're going to have to kick you out of school.
It's pronounced.
How do you expect to ever do anything with
your
life?
I mean, I'm going to get my dad to do this, so I mean, it's fine.
Listen, these grades, literally the only thing you could do is have a reality TV show.
Yeah, notable. Noted. I got it.
So what are you going to do about this?
I'm going to keep sucking my ear in, and it's talented, and it's outstanding, and it's great. It's going
to
be huge.
Listen, Donald, I'm going to need you to take...
It's going
to
be huge.
Donald, I'm going to need you to take your tiny ass hands, pick up a pencil,
whoa.
And get some damn work done.
Tuck guy here, huh? Yeah.
Okay, you know what? This is useless.
I'm from Queens. You know what I'm saying?
This is useless. I'm done. Get out my office. Get out my office.
I am uncomfortable.
Please get out my office.
Exponential.
Okay. Yeah, that's too much.
Yeah. He just sounds like he has a wet mouth.
Yeah, that's, again, we talked about this wet mouth thing. You can't go around saying people have wet mouths.
I mean.
Anyways, welcome to the Entangled Podcast. It's your host, Teddy.
And it's Fuzzy.
Okay. Yep. It just gets better and better every single time.
You know what the fuck you came here for.
Up top. Bring it here.
You know what the fuck you came here for.
I missed your hand and smacked your face.
Yeah,
that actually wasn't her hand.
Nope. Absolutely not. I put the bet down.
Okay. Wow.
Sorry. Too soon.
So, yeah. Way too soon. Actually, it's not too soon. It happened like a minute ago.
I can see Tina Turner has been happening for years.
Clearly, it's not too soon.
Maybe they should start making like, what do you call it?
We should have a TV show just like the Michael Jackson thing.
Yeah. Exactly.
And do like Ike and Tina.
And Ike and Tina,
where they talk about
and then we'll talk to Lifetime and see how they feel about our submission.
And then they'll like sue them for the abuse and it'll be like this long-lasting docuseries.
Yep.
And I'm with it.
Let's pitch it. I can be like Angela Bassett, her fine, gorgeous self. Oh my gosh.
Anyways.
She don't age.
You know, so many things have happened in this past week.
What's been going on in your world?
I have quit my job.
Woo!
Yes, I am no.
Put your balls in the air. It's fine. Just do what you want
to
do.
I don't know what that has to do with quitting your job.
I don't know.
I feel like you put your balls in the air, you get fired from your job.
Not at the job.
But I quit my job, yo, and it actually feels pretty good. This is like the first time that I'm no longer a teacher, and it's been.
Oh wow!
Yeah, it's been like 5-6 years that I've been in the classroom.
And this is your first year not?
Yeah, yo, I'm gone. I'm done. And it feels great because now I'm actually doing college and career counseling, which like right on time. Shout out to Full House. Shout out to Aunt Becky gang. Back in the day, she was the baddest white Joe in the world to me. I was like, ooh, come here with your little flat pancake booty.
Ooh,
trying to talk to you. What's up, girl?
Let me get that flapjack ass. Okay. I still take Topanga over.
Nah, Topanga's like 30% black.
Oh, see?
Topanga got her 23andMe, and it said
that East
she's
African,
actually
from African descent. Speaking Swahili,
Mm-hmm. Yep,
absolutely.
Have you seen her lips? She's from the Congo.
Yep.
Yeah, it says it. It says that she's 32.6% Congo.
His percentages just keep going up.
Yeah, they released it on Snapchat.
Yeah, I can't.
Her 23andMe is on Vine.
Oh my god.
RIP Vine.
Vine is no longer here with us.
But no, it feels so good. Like I am now a college and career counselor, and like prepping students to get in or to apply to colleges.
That's awesome.
And it's like right on time because, you know, with this scandal and everything, like I don't got the money to be paying for these kids getting no fucking college.
Nah.
Yeah. So nah. Like I can coach them.
I mean, good
them.
For them.
I can
like,
coach them in the right direction.
Right. You know? Like here are the resources. Don't do what this nigga did.
Well, she
ain't be great.
Yeah, there you go.
Right.
That's it. Be great.
Just be great. Yeah.
And I'm excited. I'm excited for like this new chapter. I'm excited for these next steps.
So you'll have more one-on-one time with the kids instead of being in a classroom setting?
Yeah, I have like a caseload of a group of kids and I just like do stuff.
You know what?
Lots of specifics.
And we can talk more about our 9-to-5s later on. Like, I would love programs to know
and like all these things, and it's exciting. You know, it is what it is. Yeah. Everybody who's listening to this podcast, I don't care what you're doing. I don't care where you're at. I don't care what time it is. You have to take a shot right now to celebrate me quitting my job and getting a new job and moving on to the next chapter of my life. No. Take the shot now.
Okay.
Oh, wait. Are you saying...
Yeah, with you, like, quitting your job and then getting a new job.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Within a week. Yeah. So, like, right now, while you're listening... Let's celebrate. If you're at work, I need you to drop whatever you're doing, turn the computer off, and just take your shot. If you were in church, like, pretend like it's
tasty water.
Yep, it's the blood of Christ. You better take your sip. Yo. I don't care. Jesus turned water into whiskey.
He sure did. Wow. No.
You clearly weren't reading properly.
It's a little too harsh.
It does not say wine.
Wine actually, drunk is a different type of feel than whiskey drunk.
It actually says that the Lord turned water into whiskey.
Okay.
And if you don't, then you need to read your Bible. Anyways, what's going on in your life?
Let's see what's going on while you're talking. Gotcha. Yeah, sure. Here you go, boo boo.
Alright. Not that we're drinking.
Nope. That's why I said I'm drinking water.
That was turned into whiskey.
So it's tax season and I just submitted my tax forms in to a family friend who is a CPA.
How much money you owe?
I gotta wait. So I'm pretty excited to see what's going on because this is my second year filing as a non-military person.
Yo,
so,
we talked to you kind of late. Ain't taxes due like in a week?
No. like two weeks? I think like eight. It's like you know April what? 15th. A month. Yeah, a month. So we got a month. So I just turned it into a family friend and I'm hoping to get, you know what I'm saying, a little something,
you know. What we going to do when we get that check?
Put in the savings?
Out? Nah, yo, you got to be ignorant with it. No, I'm trying to get a new chain.
Exactly. Priorities, I'm going to
get some rims. Get some rims on my car.
When y'all get these tax monies and these refunds, it's all fun and dandy. You want to get you a nice little, you know, quarter or some tree. You know, you want to get some, like, big bottles on Deckington.
I'm trying to get a table every weekend.
Try to invest in yourself.
That is investing in myself. I'm going to get a table. I'm going to have all the bad joints at my table.
They're going to drink all your shit.
They're
going
to drink all my liquor for free and then leave because that's what fills me up. That's what fills me up.
You know what?
That's what makes me find joy.
You going to keep with
your more bottles.
Empty pockets.
I'm trying to ball out.
That's
and
like
y'all
the
can
nigga
do whatever
dream
you want. But I'm going to buy out the Gucci store.
We're not talking about Gucci. They canceled.
No, they're not. Do you see? You ain't see what Dapper Dan Harlem?
Yeah, I turned on that
Harlem
conversation.
I don't care. Regardless, I'm buying out the Gucci store. I'm gonna look fly as shit. I'm gonna stand on the couch at the motherfucking club, and I'm gonna have all the bottle service and all the bad joints in my section.
Listening.
All the bad bitches
like
in
cool,
the VIP.
Like 20 seconds
all the bad
ago.
Bitches in the VIP.
So
all the bad bitches in the VIP.
I just got back from home. And
where is home for you?
Home,
because they may not know.
Choo-choo-choo-choo-choo. Even though
that a
it's...
Train?
No.
Choo-choo-choo-choo-choo.
Although it's considered like PG area, it's still
people
like
don't know what
really
PG is.
Prince George's County.
Where? What state?
It is still Prince George's County of Maryland.
Okay.
It is... they don't know. That's what you sound like.
They don't know. They don't. I'm gonna keep throwing you off guard because you're not.
I'm focused.
You focused?
Yeah. So, but yeah, I just came back from home from PG County. I want to go home to celebrate my man's birthday and just to be around with, you know, some family to decompress. I feel like work.
And when
has
you celebrated,
all up in my mind.
When
and
you
my
celebrated
spirit.
With your friend for his birthday, did y'all go to the club and stand on couches in the VIP section and ball out?
Absolutely not. Yeah, see, because that's not our dreams. That's not our priority in life.
No, because y'all
we
have,
try to be responsible have no and have Chick-fil-A sponsor us, okay? Because that's what we do.
Y'all have no real goals.
Sure. But yeah, like, as soon as I got back, it was really nice to just be away from Alaya Teddy.
Let me put my government out there.
Right, I didn't do it. So it was nice. And when I got back, I... was like, yeah, strip.
Okay.
I'm gonna need you to strip because I gotta be intentional with what I'm trying to do, you know, intimately, like kiss my face off, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Okay.
Put
wonderful.
Yeah. I had a crazy conversation with my girlfriend back home. Sorry, getting to the point. And she told me that when she had sex, that she fake orgasms every time. And I almost like...
Isn't that normal? That's what everybody does.
I like wept because I'm like, I'm sorry.
I faked orgasms.
But every time?
No. I also don't think I'm good at faking orgasms.
Yeah, I would.
I think all guys oversell it when we fake.
Yeah.
Like, oh.
Yeah, I think I seen that on Sex Education. It was just kind of like, and she was like, "Let me see the condom." He was like, "No, no, I did orgasm." See, but guys, it's like, you know, y'all, that's it. Y'all orgasm, that's cool. For women, it's like, I guess she's making a lot of noise, so I'm gonna assume she's enjoying it. But when my girlfriend told me back home that, you know, she fakes every time, I'm like, damn, she's never had her one eye cross over and like
dumbfounded.
And then the leg just kind of starts like twitching out of nowhere.
Or
like
the you ever said the glory tear?
Yeah,
for the
I think
orgasm?
One time you were like, "Are you okay?" And I was like, and I wasn't crying because it was horrible. It was just that
glory,
you know, when you get a nose piercing, like, it just forces you to cry. It's just sometimes you just hit a spot and you just hit a tear.
Well, so I think the important thing with that is, like,
just hit a tear.
To shed a tear? No, that's not the is that the name of the podcast? Crying
like
orgasms.
That, right. Let it burn, maybe?
No. Not, my God, what is
not
wrong
with intimacy.
With you?
Into me, yes, he.
I was saying crying orgasms, but that sounds sad. Never mind.
Yeah, no, I don't like that one.
That, oh my God, working, that's the working name of my R&B album, Crying Orgasms.
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
No.
So
we'll work on it, babe.
I forgot
we'll
I was going to say. No, but I think the important part of, like, finding absolute joy and intimacy with your partner is communication.
Yeah.
Like, it is very rare that off bucks you're gonna like dive into pussy and just already know like what
it is that you want.
Yeah, like, you know, first of all, you gotta explore. It's not like you get a map. This isn't Dora the Explorer. You can't say map.
Right.
And the map to the pussy just pop out of my backpack and I'm like, ooh, well, that's where I gotta go. I gotta navigate here. I gotta turn left at the click. And then we gotta pop up. And then, no, that's not how life works. So it's important to, like, could learn and communicate with your partner about what are the things that you enjoy, especially even like
as we're getting older.
Well, not even
that. You don't have time for the fuck shit.
Not even that, but like I think as you get older in the relationship,
yeah,
like now it's like I want to try this, I want to try that, and you continue to develop. But none of that happens if you're honest and communicate. And when like you fake an orgasm, it just kind of opens the door for letting the other partner think that, oh yeah, I'm putting it down, or like, oh yeah, this is what I need to keep doing.
Selling a dream.
Yeah, and then it's never going to get better because you're just stuck in mediocre sex, and that's boring.
Yeah.
You know, I had a conversation with one of my friends, and we were talking about how, like, I low-key missed the days when we were younger and, like, nobody was, like, really, like, fucking like that. So I could do like women couldn't take dick back in the day.
Whoa.
Like when we were younger,
huh,
it didn't seem like women was really out here like taking dick, or they would like look. I mean,
they would hunch like a,
yeah, like they crawl like, away or be like, like they would be so extra with it.
Yeah.
And now that we're older, it's like, man, y'all be like, nah, give me that shit. And y'all be fucking me. Yeah,
yeah, like, exactly.
Y'all are doing the fucking.
Yeah.
And so it comes from like when we were younger, we thought that we were just like tearing the pussy up.
Right.
But we weren't, because we were getting all this like positive feedback where like you're crawling away, you're like you're screaming and being like OD extra. But the reality is probably most of that shit was fake.
Yeah.
Most of that. And it was what, like, you thought, what women thought we wanted. And now that we're older, we realize, nah, like, I actually want to make sure I'm doing this right.
Absolutely.
And it's scary that someone now at almost 30 hasn't been blessed.
Yeah, I'm about to say, we're all like the same age. And like, you have not experience.
Yeah, that's.
And I was like telling her the characteristics of achieving an orgasm. She's just like, yep, never had that before. And I'm like,
damn,
baby boo. Oh,
poor baby.
And it's so true. I was telling her, just like, communicate, like what it is that you like. She's like, I'd rather just do it by myself. And it's like, okay, why don't you communicate with somebody that you care about? Wait, what she would like so done she's to
never,
you.
She's never had an orgasm at all, or never had an orgasm
with someone.
Oh, okay.
So while she's having it with somebody, she is faking it every time.
Damn. That's a lot of energy too. Then you gotta like huff and puff and do all this like extra fake shit.
Exactly.
And then, like, that probably gets tiring.
Right. And it's just like a lot of like, it's just not genuine.
Yeah, nah, that's boring.
You don't have to like achieve the orgasm like at the same time, but at the same time, like, you also want to like get yours.
That's especially the, like if those you're... are the times that I faked when like I could tell she was about to have an orgasm, and so I'd be like, "Oh, let's have this.
Let me climb it together."
Yeah, blah, 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 I'd be like, go. "Let's have this loving embrace together and make you think that like
she shoots." She's
yeah, and I'd be like, oh, and right. She's like having her orgasm, and then I'm just like, just kidding. Mm. I'm gonna leave now. Let me pull my pants back up.
Yikes.
I'm gonna go home. Can you call me an Uber? Because I'm a fuckboy and I have no money.
See, the first step is admitting that. And the fact that you can admit that, I appreciate you a lot more.
It's all right. Actually, I don't think we had Uber like that back in the day.
Okay.
Anyway.
So with communication, it's important. As far as like in our relationship to grow as individuals, communicating and just, you know, just doing our thing by being honest, being open and honest, but also being open and honest with your partners.
So our advice for today, if the dick is trash, you tell that ass.
And if the pussy is wussy, then
you
get a Lucy.
We'll work on that.
Yeah, we will.
If the pussy's weak, then you better speak. Oh, dropping bars, nigga. I'm dropping bars.
Remember, he's hitting my face the whole time.
Bars, nigga. Sorry, what did I say again? If the pussy's weak, you better speak. And if the dick is trash, you better
grab some ass.
You better tell that ass.
Tell that ass.
The pussy's trash, you better tell that ass.
Oh. Trash and
you're not going to turn this into a gospel song.
Sorry, yep. But, you know I do. Sorry. I love the Lord.
But with that, some of like the greatest intimate moments have been when we were away from each other. Would you agree with that?
I would agree.
For like a minute.
Yeah.
Like when we were in a situationship, a long distance situationship.
You was living all the way in Houston, right?
Yeah, yeah. But like while we were like so far away from each other, those moments when we would see each other, it was like, oh, we can't waste a single second.
Yeah.
And then it would just be like
passion.
You could call it passion. I was gonna call it nasty.
But did not think you was gonna go there.
But not.
But keep it going, boo.
But
keep it going. That,
you know, people say absence makes the heart grow fonder.
Yeah.
But that also comes from, like, being open and honest about what you want. Yeah. And I think even when not in a long-distance relationship, just taking some time away from each other, like, brings you so much joy.
Absolutely.
Even when, especially because, like, we live together.
Yeah. So we're always seeing each other and... Honestly, what we try to achieve is like, you know, you go home and I stay here, or I go home and you stay here. Like this weekend, like being away from you this weekend, I was loving the fact that I was away from you because I got a chance to like do some solo moves. You got a chance to do some solo moves.
Man, I got fucked up.
I know. I saw on Instagram story, drunk as shit.
I devoured an entire bottle to my goddamn self. Lord, I was living my goddamn best life.
Also, in the comfort of his home. So it's not like he was out here driving and drinking.
No, I was walking through them streets.
He sure was.
I was walking through them streets.
Let me pull out some cash and get some tacos and drink my little ass off.
I was out here, nigga. I ain't need nobody to baby. Send me nobody be like, you should chill out, shut that shit up, I'm gonna drink my bottle.
Right. As long as he was saving, he was doing his thing. I feel like that's what is important in living with each other or being in close proximity, is just giving each other space so that we can grow as individuals but also as a motherfucking
you human. Gotta grow separately to grow into each other. Into me, I see. Intimacy, you see. I see we scream for ice
cream.
This
sounds like Sesame Street, so I'm going to just stop you on this.
The letter of the day is
no.
C.
No, C is for cookie. Or it's for coochie.
C is for coochie. Coochie is for me. Nom, 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 nom. Coochie monster. But no, it's so important to grow. Stop laughing. I'm seriously dropping bars right here. It's really important to grow separately so that you can grow into each other and take that time to just spend with yourself in a relationship so that you can continue to, you know, enjoy your own likes, your own desires, and then still be able to come together and enjoy each other's company. Because then, when you've been away from each other for so long, then you're going to get that real yeekage. You're going to be up in them guts. Sorry, too much.
Maybe not even just, like, sex, but just,
well,
like...
Yes, but, like...
The time spent, you get to plan, just like, you know what, let's go out for brunch. Let's go out for...
And then have mimosas and get up in them guts.
That didn't even rhyme.
I wasn't trying to make it rhyme.
Oh, okay.
You just said it wasn't about sex, so I...
Wanted to get up in the
cuts. I wanted to make it about sex.
Oh my gosh.
Whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
But no, it is. It is important. I think people lose.
Whatever your toe.
What? Whatever. I think people, when they're in relationships for such a long time, lose sight of themselves and only
are consumed about what the other person's about.
Yeah, like have your own friends. Have your own time, your own hobbies, man. Do what the fuck you want to do.
Yeah.
And then just enjoy your partner.
Don't just be like,
at another
time. Oh, because Teddy does it, like, I do it too. Or because Fuzzy does this, I'll partake in this.
Yeah, don't be a follower with your bitch ass.
Yeah, like, establish your own individuality in the relationship, motherfucker.
Wow, you're cursing. You're violent.
I'm
That's
a sailor.
So nice.
That's what I do.
So you took, you...
I drink a whiskey and a Christmas.
So you went on a, you made some solo missions while you were out back home by yourself. What
did
you get into? What did you do?
Oops. So Michaels has a military discount because, you know, everywhere I go, everywhere I shop, I say, oh, you got military discount. So I got a bunch of paintbrushes and I got some like paint and canvases. Or is it canvases? Yeah. And I decided I wanted to do, like, because our 2-year anniversary is coming up very shortly. So I would love to do, like, a
paint and simp night. Ew, I've been dating you for 2 years.
Shut the fuck up. Talk about some ew, nigga.
That's trash.
You're trash for that.
I am trash.
For that.
Why would you date a trash nigga for
but,
2 years?
But, hush. So, like, that was, like, a solo move that I wanted to do. I just wanted to, like, find something, some creative ways to, it's not a surprise or anything, but I just wanted to find ways to celebrate an accomplishment to make it to 2 years without having to, you know, hit the cheeks, as he likes to say.
Yeeks.
I'm
calling cheeks.
Cheeks.
That's so 2018.
That was all of a couple months ago. What kind of solo moves did you do? Because I know while I was away or while, I mean, you were at CIAA, like I'm sure you did some things that, I guess, fueled your individuality.
I will not disclose anything that happened or did not happen at CIAA.
Oh.
All information and actions and events that took place in Charlotte, North Carolina during CIAA shall not be disclosed.
Okay.
During this time or any time.
I can understand because the one time I did FaceTime you, I'm just going to just say...
Nope, and you're moving on.
It was a hot-ass mess.
Stop talking.
Moving on.
Exactly. Don't worry about my solo moves. Just know... Don't worry about my solo moves.
Were you able to, like, hit some shops that maybe, like, I don't like going to? Or, like, what? Like, what did you do?
I shall not disclose any information based on...
See, what are we talking about? Open and honest communication.
That's fine.
You are whack.
But also, we talked about your individuality. That's my individuality. I'm going to hold it individually with my goddamn
self.
That's
why diarrhea is a thing.
What? Diarrhea?
Oh, no, that's the opposite. I meant to say constipation. Oh. All right, so moving on.
What? I did some stuff.
Yeah.
Went to some stores and did some shit and hung out with some people. And
how was the weather?
The weather was nice. I, you know.
Did you die?
It was a good time. That's all I'm going to say.
But it was like you and the fellas and extra testosterone and y'all.
You got to make sure that you listen. It's very
important. It was just y'all and the fellas just hanging out.
That's what I'm saying. It's very important that with your group of friends, men and women,
yeah,
you plan just some sort of trip every year,
yeah,
for you to all just kind of get together and like build fellowship, because it was really important. And I thought that was really great. Because the group of guys that I went with, they do it every year.
Yeah.
And this was my first time going. And so it was just a good opportunity because I went with my brother. And it was just a great moment to kind of just experience like fellowship and other things.
Because you all came from different areas within the United States. It wasn't just people from Philly or from the DMV.
People from Oakland, people from Maryland, people from Georgia, Texas, yeah. It was all over the place.
That's awesome.
You know, and it's important.
Yeah.
And, you know, whatever you do during that time, you just let it live.
Absolutely.
So let's move on.
Yeah, no, that's fine. I look forward to, it's like a carnival season, and every 2 years, I like to make it a thing to go to Caribana with my girlfriends, and not having E or, you know, any guys around, just me and the girls just being ratchet, as we should, you know?
You enjoy.
Yes.
You enjoy.
Yeah, so.
You live your best life.
Advocate for individuality within a relationship, but also, like, you know, you can grow as a unit, too. Like, y'all do some cute little shit and be cute or whatever.
Well, so we had a discussion a while ago. With me making the transition in my job, yeah, or to a new job, where we were talking about how important it is for you to be able to like hold your full-time job, but also during that time have the opportunity to invest into your creative outlet or whatever side hustle, you know, you're working on.
Absolutely.
And you,
Yeah, I had a little discussion with my friend, just catching up. When I did go home, they were asking how, you know, you were doing. And
what'd they say?
They were just asking.
Hold on. Tell. Don't nobody put my name in their mouth. I'm just kidding.
Okay. Well, I guess he, like, realized, like, I guess by the way that you dress, that you are a creative person. So he was like, oh, like, how's, like, his teaching thing going? I was like, oh, he's moved to a 9-to-5 job where it's like he has the ability to tap into his creativity. And he was like, yeah, that, like, that's what it's all about. Like, it's about like working that 9-to-5 to wean off that 9-to-5 and get into your creative outlet and be an entrepreneur. And I'm like, yeah, I get it. But I told Elijah, and he was like, yeah, not having that.
I think with our generation, we get caught up and just idolizing the creative or idolizing the artist.
Right.
And
we gotta be self-made.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong at all with, like, learning a trade and doing a job and just doing it fucking well.
Yeah.
Like, at all. Even in schools now, they don't teach fucking trades anymore. Like, that stuff doesn't happen.
Yeah.
And that's a noble-ass effort. And it's one of the best ways to then own your own business. We live in Philly, so, like, there's a lot of people, I think, who actually still kind of do that.
Absolutely.
But it's a lost art.
First of all, Pennsylvania is a huge state. So you got a little bit of, like, country,
yeah, but, mountains. But people still respect the people who work with their hands.
Yes.
People still respect the blue-collar worker. People still respect the person who just works and, like, does their best at it.
Right.
And I don't agree with that statement that, like, every person has to have some creative outlet or something like that. Like, there's nothing wrong with being a teacher and just being the greatest teacher possible.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with being a plumber and having your own business and, you know, driving your truck with all your stuff in it and have been doing that for 10, 15 years. Like, there's nothing wrong with that at all. But because we are a generation that's so caught up in, like, oh, we got to figure things out on our own and da 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 da, we uplift the person who goes and struggles and work gets in the art industry or entertainment or like any of these things. And we just kind of forget about the people who have strived and like really worked and hustled hard to find success in their career. And I think that's a little fucked up. I don't agree with that.
I don't think it's really fucked up. I think there's a way to also work that 9-to-5, but also tap into your creative like outlet. Like, I don't think it's a fucked up way to think, because maybe his intentions are he doesn't want you working for quote unquote the man for the rest of your life.
And that's the thing. I think that conversation can be toxic, because it teaches like our kids that like
we need to establish our own economics.
No, it teaches our kids that like there's you have to like stray away from just working a job and like pursue this independence of like this type of independence. I don't think there's anything wrong with just working a fucking job. Like that, I literally don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
But I think his intentions maybe
with you were, you know, I see this creative ass dude. I don't see him working for, again, quote unquote, the man for the rest of his life. It's good that he's found an outlet or time to find an outlet to tap into his creativity, which I think would have been a compliment if you didn't take it as, you know, that's kind of a toxic conversation.
Just toxic thought.
Yeah.
And also, like, don't make assumptions. Just because somebody looks super creative.
Yeah, true.
You know, like...
Like, you don't know me.
Instagram is a thing, so I can see the way people dress and be like, ooh, I won't dress like that.
Mm-hmm.
And have no ties to any type of creative energy.
Stop comparing yourself to strangers on Instagram, because low-key, they be depressed. Moving on. So sorry.
No, I wanted to keep that awkward silence for a couple seconds. Because that was random as fuck.
Yeah, look, like I said, random thoughts. Because I do find myself with other women talking about, oh, look at her in these jeans. Look at her in this top. Her boobs and her shape looks great. And I want to get liposuction, but it's like...
Dumb, dumb ditty.
Okay.
Look at them titties.
Stop. Get away. But it's true. Like, stop comparing yourself to these, like, trash-ass strangers. Like... They're probably not doing good
in life. Whoa, wait, time out. Whoa, wait. You don't got to call them trash. You don't know their situation or whether they're doing good in life or not. You don't got to call them trash. Just say stop comparing yourself to other people.
Period.
Why they got to be trash people?
Because...
They might not be trash people.
They put themselves out there like it's a reality and it's really not.
They don't got to be trash, though. Maybe that's the way they cope. Ooh, did you think about that?
No.
Maybe they cope with... the trash circumstances.
But that's why we need to stop comparing ourselves to these people, because you just don't know their backstory.
Exactly, but you don't got to call them trash. But I do agree.
I do what I want.
You do. You're strong, independent, proud, strong, beautiful, black, independent, strong, proud woman.
I appreciate you, but I don't need you to tell me that. I know
Ungawa.
So I found this article. My mom,
Black Power.
She is one of those people, I guess, like my friend that was talking highly about you. She knows that I can like do something creative in my life. It's something... within my family tree of being entrepreneurs. So she sent me this article of 7 tips to build a business while working a day job. So I will share. 1, get a crystal clear on your reason for starting your business. Like, find your why. Why are you doing this? And it'll keep you focused and committed. 2, commit yourself to your dream. You gotta be all in. You gotta, you know, see it through to success. 3, create a personal vision for your business. So you want to figure out what activities you want to engage in, who are your customers, who are your clients, how many customers do you want, and you know what your monthly income is. Read your vision aloud every morning and every night, focusing completely on the end result. 4, join a mastermind group. Have like accountability, support for each other through challenges together. It's an excellent way for helping you stay accountable and motivated. 5, immerse yourself in learning. Pick up a book, find a mentor, hire a coach, listen to podcasts. Wink, wink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen to Entangled Podcasts for all your career shaping advice. Self-assuring,
motivated. Yeah, all that. All that good shit.
Go tell your friends.
So, and just become an expert in your area. Like, don't be just mediocre. Just be an expert. 6, stay motivated about your day job. Every day, acknowledge something that you appreciate. So, show gratitude. Every day in the morning, I try to meditate wherever I find time and space. 5 minutes, 10 minutes out of your day. Just show gratitude, because there's a lot of people out here that don't have jobs. So, again, where you were last year, where you were a couple years ago, you probably were jobless. Show gratitude every day. And lastly, set daily goals. When you're setting a goal every day, you know, you're going towards something. You're understanding that there will be times where you may not have progress at all. But it's okay. You can still, like, obtain these daily goals as you're going. So, you know, just stay committed.
Real shit. Snap that shit up. Snap that shit up.
I mean, put any lotion on. It's fine.
Starting a motherfucking fire. No fire. Up in here, it's getting hot. We on fire, she'll take it off. If it gets too hot, up in this spot. We on fire, put some lotion on, motherfucker.
Roof's on fire.
With your ashy ass. Damn, okay.
You didn't like that? No, I did not. It's like tambourines, but for ashy hands.
Yeah, no, but yes. I think you should stay committed to both goals. It's very possible for that to happen. It's possible for you to have a vision for your 9-to-5 as well as for your creative outlet.
Yeah.
I just don't want the conversation to get to a point where a person or where people no longer see the nobility in becoming an artisan in whatever your craft is for your 9-to-5. Shit. If I'm gonna sell clothes at the motherfucking Gap, I'm gonna be the best fucking clothing salesman in the motherfucking world.
Absolutely.
And that's fine.
Yeah.
You can just be good at that shit. And then if you want to sell clothes at the Gap and become your own clothing designer,
yeah,
then that's fine. Like, there, you know, navigate the duality of that. But allow yourself to, don't like be discouraged, because we keep seeing so many people on Instagram who are faking the funk about, and let me take that back. Because we see so many people on Instagram that are doing these creative things.
Yeah.
Don't feel as though what you're doing is not good enough.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? Because it goes right back to what you said.
Like, we need to stop measuring ourselves and comparing ourselves.
Yeah, yo, it's not a dick measuring contest all the time, yo. Yeah. And that's all social media is. It's just see who got the biggest dick.
Right.
And, you know, sometimes it's cold outside. So the dick might be small, you feel me? And if the dick's small when it's cold, then let it be small, you feel me? Wait till you warm up.
Let it be a micro penis.
But you know, it's interesting you brought that up, because I actually got a text from one of my homegirls, Emily. She's a visionary. She's a poet.
Okay.
And so she's been.
We're putting names out there. Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah.
All
right. Her Instagram name is Visionary. Check her out. And so she dropped a t-shirt. And the t-shirt says, "If I tagged my trust issues, would you still double tap?" And she kind of, when she sent me the text, she was saying how, like, so many people see her and her poetry and, like, her just being vulnerable in front of people and crowds on a stage, like, being so confident in her poetry.
Mm-hmm.
Or they see it on they see that on Instagram and they're like, yeah, wow, she seems so
maybe sure of herself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like the reality is we all are battling with some type of insecurity.
Yeah.
And so she said the motivation behind the t-shirt was that, like, if I put the same vulnerability that I show throughout my everyday life on social media, would you still
fuck with it?
Would you still be interested? Like, would you still care to even talk to me? And that's the reality. We don't, like, not everyone doesn't show, I don't think everybody shows like their best.
Emotions, yeah.
No, I don't think everyone shows like their best hand on social media. I think now we're getting to a point where like some people are being very vulnerable and like showing that they're going through something. But the majority of us, we don't put, we don't air our dirty laundry on Instagram.
Yeah.
We only show that shit when it's nice and clean and pressed, and when you got, you know, like,
right, that's
only
why people struggle with captions, i.e. myself.
But like, you see, like, we myself. see only that we see a lot of positivity on social media, and it seems like everyone around us is doing so great. And then we get caught up in like, damn, well, like, this ain't where my life's at. Mm-hmm. But you have no idea what people are going through.
Right.
You have no idea. Yeah, and you have no idea if they are like in that great stage. You don't know what they had to do to get there. You don't know what they went through to get to that point.
Absolutely.
So we have to kind of look at the holistic picture. We got to see every, like, not that we have to see everything, but we have to think about.
Focus on our own race. It's like track and field. If you're looking at the next person in the next lane, you're not going to really perform like you really need to.
Ooh, analogy.
Sports. I mean, shit. We both did sports.
Yeah, but my sport, you're paying full attention to the other person.
True. So. Yeah, you got to look at hips. You got to look at foot motions. Like, I mean, it's fighting.
But
you can, like, put that in life situations.
Sure. Just give me some time to think of an analogy like you did. The track and field analogy is easy. Everybody uses that. Give me some time, all right? Just give me a couple minutes to think of some deep shit.
I got
shit,
you.
All right? And I'm going to get back to you. Yeah, but no, you're right. Go ahead, finish your thoughts so I can think.
No, it's true. Like, don't even worry about the exteriors of other people. And just focus on your own race. And when you're all in your head.
Ooh, I got it. So, because when you're in the ring, right, you're paying attention to the other fighter.
Yeah.
And so you got to, like, look at what they're doing and put it in perspective for yourself.
And react accordingly.
And react accordingly. So other people may be posting all this, like, positivity and, like, I'm here and this is where I'm at and look at how I'm shining.
And then you look at that and you look at that.
You choose to take what you want and you take everything with a grain of salt. And you then put it in perspective for yourself.
Oh,
and
you look smart, in your smart.
I'm smart, smart. And then you like think about, damn, ooh, where am I at right now? What did I have to do to get to where I'm at? All this training, all this fighting, all this work that I put in. And now my circumstances don't look as bad as I once thought they did.
Circumstances.
Ooh. And then.
Yeah. Circumstances.
Circumcision.
Wow.
I don't know.
I don't even know. Yeah.
But all we're saying is
uncomfortable.
All we're saying is don't allow your view, your narrow scope of the world around you and the people around you, don't allow that to impact your broad scope of yourself.
Absolutely.
So,
yeah.
Like, don't get caught up. Buy Visionary's t-shirt. Shameless plug.
That's real.
Her Instagram is at Visionary. Visionary is VISIONARY. You feel me?
Come on, let the people know.
At her. And if you can't spell Visionary, then you sit your old illiterate ass down there.
Yikes.
Your dumb ass.
Not with your dumb ass.
With your dumb ass.
I had brought it up to Teddy's attention. I need to stop saying your real name.
You can say my name. I don't give a damn.
Yeah, I don't give a damn. So I brought it up to his attention when I was in the military.
No one is around you.
Stop talking.
You ain't pour a drink.
Wait, drink. It's important while you're at your 9-to-5 job to volunteer, to get yourself out there, to be like, look, I want to learn this, or I want to train for this. Don't be so complacent in your job and don't be on your phone. Like, just try to find ways to grow, you know, build some skills, especially as millennials. We have a difficult time getting jobs. This is the HR Rayshawn speaking. We have a difficult time in finding jobs because we are stunting our growth. We're getting too comfortable in our 9-to-5s and we're not asking for opportunities for us to grow professionally. So when you do want to become an entrepreneur, you do want to get into your dream job, whether it be BuzzFeed or NPR or, you know, Red Bull, whatever. Like, you want to be able to take those skills that you built in your comfortable job and take it somewhere, go far. Like, you want to avoid comfort so that you won't stunt your growth.
Mm. Stunt.
On these asses.
Ho. Well, listen. I want to like move to a lighter note because we've been talking some heavy shit.
My bad. Heavy hitter sucker.
We've been talking a lot about sex. We've been talking a lot about
9 to 5s
and getting caught up
solo
in
solo dates and shit.
Social media depression. I want to like kind of end on a strong note with like our quick little music segment of the things that I've been listening to.
What you been listening to?
I've had some heat, bruh. So first of all, like shout out to Schoolboy Q with the motherfucking Num Num Juice.
Yeah. Because
that 2 minute short ass song is fucking genius. And the video is even more geniuser.
Yes. I think Tyler, the Creator, is on there and he's eating a banana like the guy from Belly.
Genius.
Yeah.
It's fucking genius.
Which, by the way, random fact, Schoolboy Q was born in Germany. So, what up, bruh?
Deutschland.
Yeah, dude, you spit on me.
I don't know any German words. I don't know any German.
Wie heißt du? Ich stehle meine Matana.
Gesundheit, tight, nigga.
Eins, zwei, drei, vier, fünf.
Und
I just bunz. Count to five. You're welcome.
Kunz, bunz.
Stop it.
Okay. Stop. Chocolate.
Chocolate rain. I think he was from Germany, too.
Chocolate's German. Anyways. Yo, Tierra Whack from Philly has dropped like a track a week, and all them shits have been fire.
If you like,
listen to Clones, Gloria, Wasteland. I think she dropped another one like yesterday that I haven't gotten a chance to listen
to. She's super weird, but I get it.
She's great.
I get
it. She's dope.
And it's not weird to the point where I turn it off. Like, it's actually pretty dope. And the fact that, like, Janelle Monáe can sign off on her and Solange can sign off on her, I'm like, you know what?
With the cosigns.
I believe it. Yeah, I was like, I believe them.
Zachary, he's from TDE. He dropped one of the most positive albums in the world.
Yeah, you were playing in a car. Yeah. It was pretty good.
The first track is You Can Do Anything. Like, it's yeah. so, like, the yeah. whole album is just so much positivity. It makes me feel so good.
Yeah.
Kyle Dion has an album called Sugar, and that's an R&B hit for that ass. I'm sorry. The Zachary album's called Run Wild, Run Free. But what, was that a dolphin running?
It was just dolphins whatever don't run. Wild animal should have been a horse. Should be. No. I said. I heard. You said. You heard what I said.
Anyways. But yeah, Kyle Dion got a junk called Sugar. That shit is hard. And then I've gone back to my favorite Redman album, There Is a Dark Side.
M-E-T-H-O-D, man.
I said Redman.
Oh, I thought you said Method Man. Wrong guy. It's the wrong Wu-Tang.
Yeah, talk about Jersey out here, gang shit.
So sorry.
Brick City.
Yeah.
But... yeah, Redman's Dare is a Dark Side. If you haven't listened to that album, came out back in 94. Your ass is probably too young for it anyways, but you should listen to it now and understand why Redman is the GOAT. One of the GOATs.
Right, I was about to say one of
them. One of the many GOATs. But yeah, that's what's been on my shit, yo. Oh, also a producer named Budgie.
How does one spell?
B-U-D-G-I-E. Budgie. He dropped a beat tape called Panty Soaker 6.
Oh, so it's going to be like one of those sex...
Uh-huh. This right here's a panty dropper. And then a couple weeks ago, last year, he dropped another tape called Holy Ghost Zone, mm-hmm. which is like all instrumentals based off like gospel songs.
Oh.
And then the Panty Soaker 6 joint is like panty soakers.
Self-explanatory. To the point. Thank you.
But yeah, no, they're pretty fire. They're some... pretty dope, like, instrumentals. It's real short. So any of y'all, you know, SoundCloud rappers, I want to hit a quick freestyle. You know, you got some heat for that ass. But yeah, that's all I got. What you got, shorty?
I have, last week was on this, like, MC Light binge. don't even. But, like, Roughneck, like, that was just, like, my mom's, like, anthem. Because, like, low-key, she's, like, she's a hood junk. Like
my
mom.
Oh,
like we were just like this weekend we were talking about how mama. She had a set of brass knuckles when she was in high school, and it's like, is that normal?
I think that's pretty normal.
Okay, so the brass knuckles had a button where it extended a knife.
Oh, she had money. That's
ratchet.
Those ain't no cheap brass
knuckles. That's ratchet.
She saved up that allowance.
My mom did not play back in the day, but no, your mom
saved up her allowance. That's what the fuck
that's
it was.
That's pretty much what that was.
She said, I'm going to sweep the hell out this floor till I get these brass knuckles.
I don't have anything new that I've been listening to. Just MC Light. I went back to Black Radio, Robert Glasper's first, like, really, like, you know, big album, and Bob Marley and the Wailers. I was listening to Three Little Birds this morning because I just need to be in a positive mood. So that album's been on rotation because Zen is life.
Well, yo, that's what we got for y'all. I hope that, you know, you can take some of the ignorance and turn it into advice. We're just a couple that don't really know shit at all, but we, you know, sometimes drop some gems. We sometimes hit you with some motherfucking knowledge. And I hope that you take that knowledge and run with it and spread the word. Allow people to indulge and embrace the ignorant intelligence that we drop for y'all motherfuckers. We out here, yo. It's a motherfucking Entangled Podcast.
Lastly, always remember you are braver than you believe. You are stronger than you seem. Smarter than you think. And twice as beautiful as you've ever imagined. This is by Dr. Seuss. This is Entangle Podcast.
You know Dr. Seuss was an anti-Semite?
No. We're not recording this. Don't.